Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Our mail haulers have the day off. There's no mail today because it's Columbus Day. And our suicide jockeys are out there getting the job done, hauling gas, diesel, and whatnot around the countryside to the gas stations and wherever else. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. And we're there as at Captain's America. Captain's America is how you find us. Now, don't forget our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Okay, I'm going to go first to Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
I'm going to go to the phone, and I'm going to get Mel in here because sometimes he can't make it in, but he's there now, so here we go. Good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh, yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Hi.
I'm curious, who's to benefit from this proxy war of Ukraine and Russia? Would it not be Zelensky? He seems to be getting a lot of money sent to him, and that he's siphoning off a lot of it for his own benefit. I understand that he's bought his parents an $8 million mansion. I guess where do you get that kind of money from? He's able to do something like that. And what would keep this guy from keeping this war going with, maybe bombing his own territories? It seems to me very suspicious because he's got Biden over a barrel. He's got him bent over a barrel real good. He's got the goods on this guy. We all know that Ukraine is the playground of the rich and it's their major ATM. I kind of take a lot of this stuff with a grain of salt. I don't trust a guy as far as I can throw a grand piano. I mean, Putin doesn't want NATO anywhere near his border, but, they just keep...
All right, so let's let Denise answer the question, which I think I know where you're going, okay? Thank you very much, Mel. Okay, Denise, go ahead.
Yeah, I see where Zelensky's been getting an awful lot of bad press. He was fairly wealthy before he even took office.
Yep.
He
was an entertainer.
Like Hollywood type. Right. But setting all that aside, why we have to get down to the real question here is Putin, Russia attacked a sovereign country. And we have to remember what Putin did in Syria. And if we tend to forget the war crimes that were committed in Syria. I mean, Putin got a huge pass for that.
Yep.
He took over Crimea. which was not his to take. And then he decided that he was going to attack Ukraine. Attack Ukraine for what? Ukraine was made up of pipelines moving Russian energy from Russia into Eastern Europe and into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So does he want it for, you know, some kind of a trophy? Does he want it for those pipelines? You know, what is it? I mean, what is Ukraine, what is it about Ukraine that Russia, that Putin feels like he has to have? Okay, so if you're the leader of a country, wouldn't you be desperate to do just about everything you can to preserve and defend your country?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that money is going over there, the truth of the matter is that Zelensky was never asking for money. He was asking for weapons,
right,
and weapons platforms. He wanted air defense.
Mm-hmm.
He never really asked for money. For the United States to be throwing money at this, they're doing it so we don't get involved in some kind of a defense posture, in some kind of an offensive posture militarily.
Mm-hmm.
Although, we do have U.S. intelligence on the ground, and, you know, we do have military types that are on the ground advising how to fight this war.
Yes, we do.
For Ukraine to defend itself.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine actually, and for the Biden administration to ever say that this war caught the Biden administration off guard is probably the lie of the century.
Right.
Because it didn't. Putin announced this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, who's advising this White House? Strip Biden out of the situation. You've got a national security team that's made up of hundreds of supposed foreign policy experts. And where were they? We'd just rather throw money at it than, why did it take so long to get the, you know, the defense weapons and offensive weapons over there as it did? They should have been there last February.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the javelins and whatnot. This was something that was going on,
mm-hmm,
during the Trump administration. You know, remember Trump?
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to carry that. We're going to carry over on this when we come back from the break. I'll be right back with more folks. Here's Denise Simon. We're going to talk about that plus some other things here that don't add up either. But it's not exactly all pinned on one individual. There's others involved in the game here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. And by the way, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 plus million drivers. And let's not forget that along with that, they've been in business going on well over 85 years. And along with that, they will not only cover your car or the truck that you're driving, but they'll also cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And they can even, if you want to, bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your car insurance. They call that a bundle. You can save a bunch of money that way, too. So take your pick. But it all starts by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And I hope you save a bunch of money. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, you were saying, and please continue.
Well, look, several years ago, I read a book by Secretary Gates, who was at one point director of CIA, and then he was Secretary of the Department of Defense. And he's the one that has come out, you know, a couple of years ago and said that every decision that Joe Biden made on foreign policy was wrong. In one of his books, it goes back to when the Soviet Union was the Soviet Union and not Russia, but he describes in there an awful lot of things that Moscow, the Kremlin, and of course it was the KGB back then, now it's called the FSB, did. And so it put things in context. I mean, it was really quite remarkable, some of the things that the tactics that Russia has always used. And don't think that they're not still being used today. Let's, you know, they exploit pretty much everything in the West. We tend to forget about the Wagner Group and how they're, you know, hired, they're actually funded by one of Putin's oligarchs.
Right.
But they dispatched the Wagner Group to, I mean, they're a group of killers. Now, remember when Donald Trump said there was a situation in Syria and our military was being confronted by Russians and they were given the okay to kill them, and mm-hmm. they did?
Yes.
Okay, well, that was a Wagner Group.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for Putin to be called a thug is really kind of an understatement. So we have to kind of go back again. You know, we have reasons not to like NATO. I get it. I would say we have to go back again to why is Putin getting a pass on what he did in Syria for annexing Crimea and for killing civilians in Ukraine?
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry, but there's no pass there. Now, there are countless agencies, non-U.S. agencies, I might add, and members of things like the Red Cross, Associated Press, human rights groups, some of them I really don't like, but because they're pretty left-leaning, Doctors Without Borders and all those other kinds of things, that are in country, in Ukraine, that are documenting war crimes.
Yep.
And all of these things, this collection of evidence, and I think actually under Boris Johnson, who was actually leading all of this, I don't know where that stands now, since Boris Johnson's no longer in power in Britain, but where is this process before the International Criminal Court, who yet I don't also have a lot of regard for, but that is where war crimes are to be prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it also needs to be said that I read a very interesting piece by Associated Press, I guess it was yesterday, that there was a dispatch group of thieves from Russia that went into Ukraine and virtually stole what they're calling industrial scale of Ukraine's culture out of museums.
Artifacts, yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, taking, virtually stealing their identity. Now, let's go back a little bit to when, you know, the Nazis did that to all of these locations across Europe during World War II.
Yep.
Hence the movie The Monuments Men. Was that what it was called, Monuments Men?
I think so. No, there was also one called Castle something or other where it had all the stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, there are paintings and there are statues and there were jewels and all these other kinds of things. Well, the same thing's going on in Ukraine. So you know, I understand Mel's concern. I've got several, you know, kind of girlfriends out there that are conservative and do some very good work, and they make the case to not trust Zelensky. I understand it. But use some of that same energy just for a little while and use that same energy and those same tactics for reasons not to like what Putin is doing. So mm-hmm. let's kind of reverse that page.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, when Secretary Gates wrote his book, this is way before Ukraine was under siege by Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's my...
Well, let's go over to the phone line. We've had Elliot waiting patiently, so we're going to bring him in. Okay, good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. America, since 2000, more than 1 million people in the United States have died of drug overdose. Denise, last time we talked, you mentioned that you wish you knew how many Mexican citizens are dying from fentanyl. Well, I went to my Spanish journalist contacts, And they only mentioned that drug users in Mexico are using fentanyl, but the numbers of deaths is yet to be written about. Now, instead, they write about the massive deaths in America. Cartels in Mexico hire university students who is majoring in chemistry. They are the cooks who deliver the products to the cartels. Now, Denise, there's a level 10 red alarm around America. The cartels are now putting fentanyl in all of their drugs, including cocaine, ice, meth, mollies, heroin, etc. The Chinese and Mexican cartels are out to kill our young generation. Every drug that comes across that border is laced with deadly fentanyl. America, talk to your children and grandchildren. Black women make up 6.7% of the population. Abortions keep their numbers low. Black men make up 6.9% of the population, yet we see staggering numbers of black-on-black murders. Now we have blacks dying at an alarming rate from fentanyl and laced drugs that are mixed with fentanyl.
All right, you're going to run out of time. You got 20 seconds.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day, sir.
All right, thank you. Yeah, well, to give you credit here, or the time, Denise, we know we got a terrible problem. Why anyone in their right mind would take something like fentanyl is totally beyond me.
It's not, but you're not, you don't know that you're taking it. Therein lies the problem.
Okay.
And it's not that these people are not overdosing. Therein lies the other problem. These people are being poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
These people may think they're taking an aspirin, mm-hmm. and it's got fentanyl in it.
Or eating candy.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So we can't say that they're overdosing. That's not what they're doing. They're dying a death of poison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've got a very dear friend. I talk to him all the time, a former DEA special agent. He's on Fox all the time. And he's the one that is trying to do the civilian-type work, if you will, of the DEA. The DEA is doing whatever they can. I got to give them a hat tip. But this White House is not paying attention. The State Department's not paying attention. But I would say that you should go look at one pill can kill. And that's mm-hmm. a DEA program. Mm-hmm. One pill can kill.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, double wow and triple wow. Well, here comes the music, but I'm telling you, we covered a lot of ground this morning and said a lot, and I'm sure tomorrow we're going to be talking about some of the same stuff again, especially the Ukraine, because I think that something big is about to happen there. I hate to say it, but it kind of looks like somebody, you know, Ukraine's going to retaliate, don't you?
Well, it should be NATO that retaliates.
Okay, well, we'll see if NATO will do anything. Okay, thanks, Denise. I'll talk to you tonight.
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out. Check out all the great things she has to offer there on her website, FoundersCode.com. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. A Russian missile attack early on Sunday struck an apartment block and other residential buildings in Ukrainian's southeastern city of Zaporizhia, killing at least 13 people and wounding 89 others, according to Ukrainian officials. North Korea fired two ballistic missiles early on Sunday, authorities in neighboring countries said, the seventh such launch by Pyongyang in recent days. That added to widespread alarm in Washington and its allies in Tokyo and Seoul. Protests ignited by the death of a young woman in police custody continued across Iran on Sunday in defiance of a crackdown by the authorities, as human rights groups said at least 185 people, including children, had been killed in demonstrations. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And let me tell you something. We are going to get going here because we're being brought to you by our friends over at the National Aviation Academy. We're going to tell you all about them in a minute, but they're going to tell you about themselves first.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and demand job. And yes, there's plenty of openings all around the world. Now, their campuses are in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In both cases, they happen to be at airports with hangars where they work on their aircraft. The one in Clearwater is at the Clearwater St. Pete International Airport, where the Coast Guard station's on the other side of the airport, Coast Guard Station Clearwater. And the one in Concord, Massachusetts, is a private airport on the other side of Boston, just the other side of Logan Airport, but they have that. And each campus has their training facility where you can go and take a tour and see what they have to offer.
Now, you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their campuses, or both if you want, the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts. You will be able to meet with students. You'll be able to meet with instructors, and you'll be able to talk to the people that handle these student loans. Now, if you're a veteran and you haven't used your student loan yet for anything, you'll be good to go. Everything will be taken care of by the VA, your GI Bill. But if you're a veteran and you've used some of your educational benefits before for whatever, you'll have to find out how much you got left and see if that applies or how much of it you can apply. And if you'll have to come up with a student loan, civilian loan, to pay the rest of it. But nonetheless, they will help you, walk you through the steps, and do what it takes. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Phone number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, Concord, Massachusetts, or Clearwater, Florida, whichever works for you. Well, the Marine Corps tested another PT uniform, and after a bunch of negative feedback, they went, nope, not going to work. The shorts will need to be shorter than the initial prototype. The days of silkies still are long gone, so who knows what they're going to get, but they're going to get another PT uniform to test, and away we go. So I guess they didn't like that girly stuff that they were wearing, or for whatever. Now, the services are about to get underway on a plan to rename 9 Army posts, 2 Navy ships, and remove or modify a host of monuments and tributes to the Confederacy, per the recommendations from an independent commission approved by the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Now, personally, I don't think there's anybody that cares for what's going on here. It's in the military. Or at least if there is, they're few and far between. Fort Jackson, South Carolina, for example. Fort Benning, North Carolina, for example. Fort Campbell in Kentucky, for example. I mean, come on. Come on. And it's just unbelievable the wokeness that they're trying to put through here. And by the way, this is something else, okay? You veterans that are listening, if you think the military has gone soft because of this wokeness stuff, and you don't particularly care for that, then why would you ever want to vote for a Democrat again? Vote these bums the hell out of office and start over with some people that believe in America first. By the way, the Coast Guard settled with a cadet who was expelled for becoming a father. He actually fathered a child. And he'll get his degree as part of a legal settlement, his attorney said. Now, the Coast Guard Academy banned, they had a policy where they banned parents from attending school. This young man became a parent while he was a senior, and they wouldn't give him his attorney as a result, or wouldn't give him his diploma as a result, and booted him out. Well, a lot of people didn't think that was fair. Now he's going to get his diploma. Thank you. Now, GM Financial, and this is another deal that really, really grabs you. GM Financial has been ordered to pay millions of dollars for illegally repossessing troops' cars who were overseas serving their country, amongst other infractions. General Motors Financial Services subsidiary, will pay nearly $3.6 million to settle charges that it illegally repossessed 71 vehicles and improperly denied more than 1,000 requests from service members to terminate their leases in violation of the Service Members Civil Relief Act, or SCRA. They really stepped into it at GM. And they thought they were right. And thank God they were proven wrong. Otherwise, these servicemen and women would have had not only their credit ruined, but here they are, they're paying for a car that they don't have because it got illegally repossessed. Well, on the 29th anniversary of the 1993 Battle of Mogadishu, remember that? An army company that has been so far absent from the official history of that harrowing gunfight has finally been recognized. You might remember Black Hawk Down, the movie, long ago. The unit was mentioned. The unit was identified. Not much of anything has been said since then. But now it's going to become part of division history for the 10th Mountain Division, which, by the way, is up there in Fort Drum, New York. Probably a little chilly up there tonight. Special shout-out to all you guys and gals up here at Fort Drum. Now, the U.S., over the weekend, killed three senior Islamic State leaders in two separate military operations in Syria. Yes, we are still operating in Syria. We're still going after the bad guys in Syria. Every time they rear their ugly heads, we're going after them. It's just that simple. And, of course, the U.S., Japan, South Korea began their missile defense drills in wake of the North Korean launches. And as a result, warships from the United States, Japan, and South Korea commenced a ballistic missile defense exercise in the Sea of Japan, also known as the East Sea. Now, did you happen to hear about the Russians who fled their country to avoid compulsory military service, and they wound up on a remote Alaskan island in the Bering Sea where they have requested asylum in the U.S.? Pretty good. I hope we give it to them. And there may be more coming. There may be more coming. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He should be in a pretty good mood. We'll see. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, for those of you out there that have served, they have the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, active or retired, and for church pastors, too. They also have the Moss Acura program, which is called Moss Care, that gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, let's get back to the You Serve, You Save program. That saves veterans, it saves active military, it saves first responders, it saves church pastors a lot of money on the purchase of their vehicle because they get a special deal worked out for them and a discount for being what they are. Heroes to America. And that's just the way you're treated. All the customers there are treated that way, but you guys in particular. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door, too, for some more savings. All right, back to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And Mr. Watchdog, were you watching football yesterday?
Yeah, I did watch some games yesterday.
Which ones did you watch?
I watched part of the my team is the Giants, and I missed a bunch of those at church.
But I did catch the end of it, and that was a big win over the Packers. And we haven't had much to cheer about in Giants land for a long time, but that's probably the biggest win we've had, and I can't even remember.
I couldn't agree more. I was shocked. I couldn't. Yeah, I was shocked. I really was. And that's great. That's great. I mean, maybe. And then, of course, we had the Buccaneers yesterday. You had the Jets, too, by the way.
Yeah, Jets were a big win. But again, you're also playing. When you're playing against the third-string quarterback, I guess, you know, they won the game and everything like that. But, yeah, I don't know what you take away from something like that. I'm still trying to figure out the Giants and Jets and whether or not they're going to be halfway decent or not.
Well, true. And, of course, the Buccaneers managed to pull one out yesterday. They almost found a way to lose it, but they didn't quite do that. They won by 21-15. However, they should have scored at least two more touchdowns, but they didn't have their first line of receivers in there. A couple of the guys were down, and a couple of what I feel would have been touchdowns were dropped, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the team, I think, right now, the is pretty much the Bills. They look pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah.
And then you still have the Eagles, which are undefeated.
Yep. Now, I want to talk a little bit about California and a couple of really strange financial things going on. Number one, California bit the bullet and said, okay, that's it. We can't get the high-speed train out here. Don't know what we're going to do, but they're having to pay $1.8 million a day to deal with whatever they're dealing with. So they better unload it somewhere to somebody. That's the one that we got rid of, remember?
I haven't heard any of the latest on the California train. I know that they were still moving forward with it, and you know, obviously we all knew that it was going to be billions of dollars in cost overruns. But I don't know where they're at with that. I mean, I remember that whole train thing. That was back in 2010 in Florida, where, you know, thank God they ended up scuttling that in the state of Florida. That was part of the Obama initiatives. He wanted to put trains up everywhere. And I'm like, right, you're going to put a high-speed train between Tampa and Orlando. It's just stupid. There was just one dumb thing after another dumb thing. And thankfully, that got scuttled.
There was a state representative out of the Lakeland area who is no longer a state representative who had bought a bunch of property in anticipation of the train coming through that property and was standing to make a lot of money. And that person not only didn't make a lot of money, but they wound up with a bunch of pretty much worthless property as a result of it. I won't mention any names, don't need to. Everybody knows who it was that was around here, but that was a big debacle. Now, let me also mention that today, California starts sending out their $1,050 stimulus checks.
Oh, boy. I forget what the qualification is for this. I mean, what is the over-under in regards to how much money is too much money that you make?
Low-income earners.
Yeah, well, whatever that is.
The people living on the streets predominate. They're trying to get them off the streets, give them $1,000 and think that's going to give them a place to live.
Yeah, it's vote for me. Here's some money.
Yep.
And again, listen, it works. It works. I mean, politicians have been doing this for a while. Yeah, here you go. Here's some money. Here's a check. Vote for me. And, you know, that this is what it's all about. I mean, Raphael Warnock in Georgia last time around, you vote for me, I'll give you $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, he's not saying that this time. Matter of fact, there's very few people in the Democratic Party touting their great successes because they don't have any.
The signs that I see around here, at least in New York, is it's very much abortion related.
Yeah.
You know, they got, you know, protect choice, vote blue this November. The signs that, you know, I'm seeing around, that's, you know, in spots where you do see the signs for the Democrats, it's all about abortion.
That is not what the majority of the American people want. It's all, oh, no, wait a minute, let's see. It's the economy, stupid. Remember who said that?
Yeah. James Carville.
Well, guess what? It's the economy, stupid. A whole bunch of people have got a whole lot less money than what they had a little while ago, thanks to Joe Biden. And, oh, by the way, gasoline is going up and up and up and up. California, it's over $7 a gallon. They're, what's his face out there? The governor is going to be having a special, he's calling the assembly for a special meeting to see what they can do about the price of gasoline. Well, let me start with this one. They got the highest state gasoline tax of anybody.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, again, it's not the tax. It's the blends. It's a myriad of things. Why California, how expensive it is. It's actually, it was funny. You had some government officials, you know, go after oil companies, and the oil companies basically put out a response and basically explained why it's so expensive there and
sure.
the regulations and everything that goes along with it, and you know how you know the blends there in California. There's you know no one else makes them, and how difficult it is. It was just one thing after another, and it was completely accurate. Again, you get what you vote for, people. I mean, I'm sick and tired of seeing people complain. If you voted for this. I mean, this is what you wanted, you know, so you get what you pay for, what you vote for.
Now, the Virginia governor, Mr. Youngkin, who is a pretty savvy guy, says that the economy doesn't have to be where it is today.
No, I agree with that. That's something that I think that, you know, the actions by the Federal Reserve are wrong. I think that there are better options, which the options I believe in happen to be the government needs to be more fiscally austere. We need to balance the budget. You cut back on government spending, let the government feel the pain. They always talk about this, you know, that you got to have unemployment go up and people need to lose their jobs. Let me tell you who's not going to lose their jobs are government workers.
Right.
It's always the private sector. You'll never see any government workers lose their jobs. Okay, it's always the private sector. Why does the private sector have to bear the brunt of this? Why not the public?
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right. And by the way, Joe Biden continues to take a wrecking ball to the economy. This guy is either the dumbest person we've ever met when it comes to what it takes to run a business and what it takes to run a country. He just can't seem to get it. Or is this intentional, like a lot of us think?
I don't know. This is their belief system, and you know, I guess they're following their belief system. I guess it is intentional. They don't know what they're doing. I mean, you see things come out of the mouths of these government officials, and they're ridiculous. You know, they're trying to back up their ridiculous policies. I mean, we talk about right now with the president's got to go hat in hand to Venezuela. Because, you know, the fact that, you know, we had to shut down the Keystone Pipeline where we could have been getting oil from Canada. I mean, there's so many different things that are just so patently absurd.
$1.87 a gallon. That number sticks in my craw because that's what it was the day of the election. $1.87 per gallon.
Hey, Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, going after OPEC, saying OPEC is going to cause a global recession. No, honestly, we're causing it, okay?
Right.
What about OPEC? I mean, we're the ones that are causing it. We're the ones that could be, you know, pumping the oil. We could be solving this problem, but we choose not to.
You are so right. It's not funny. Listen, you have yourself a great day. Stay out of the cold temperatures up there, and I will see you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, check out all the great things that he has to offer.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.